Yesterday, a woman waiting for her real ID at the DMV. Now, I associate with this because we're getting ready to go through that process. I have got my birth certificate, but you have to go to the DMV, and there's a 90-day backlog because they barely have told us that we need this new real ID. It's only been in the news for 16 years. That's the, as long as, but the, by golly, in the next week, you have to have a real ID.
Now, when did, have I asked you this before, Kelly? Forgive me if I have. When does your current license expire?
2 years from now.
Okay.
But I have to have, in order to fly, you have to have the real ID. I'm not planning on flying, so I can wait a bit.
You can fly without a real ID if you have a valid passport.
I don't. Mm-hmm. We mentioned this the other day.
Which looks like we're taking the old truckster.
Okay.
Yeah. This is crazy.
You know, half the fun is getting there.
This is crazy.
Come on.
I love a road trip.
I mean, me too.
Holiday road,
me too.
Baby.
Yeah. Let's go and get this done.
Hit the song.
Okay. That's right. Because otherwise, what's the point? That's what you want to do. That's the fun. Well, some are waiting in line as long as 5 to 7 hours to get their real ID, including this woman in High Point, North Carolina, who fainted and they had to call an ambulance to help her. And her big concern was not her health.
It's never happened to me due to heat before. I was upset that I was in a situation like this. And then there was that panic that I lost my spot in line.
I'm with her. That'd be me.
It was her. Listen,
roll her up when the line moves.
She said, just
roll me forward.
Drag me along.
Because if you're in there for 5 hours, you're just stepping over the person.
She had
that's the actual fainter.
Yes, that's the fainter. She had been there. This was her third time trying to get the real ID. And she had stood in line for almost 5 hours. And it was unusually hot. I mean, I say unusually. It's probably 84 degrees, something like that. And she passed out. This was about noon yesterday. So her husband got there after the ambulance was called, and she told her husband, take my place in line.
He wanted to take me home from the ambulance, but I just asked him, I'm like, can you just get in line for me and grab my ticket? And luckily, he obliged.
She got a real ID.
Ripped off her oxygen.
Save my place.
Bless her heart. Do we know if it paid off?
Yes, she was able to get her real ID.
So on her current driver, her next driver's license photograph will be her 2 hours post pass out.
Yeah, she went in back the heat. In there. The husband held the line until she got back there. And the doctor said, you need to go home and rest. She goes, no.
Can you do that? Can you have space holders in line at DMV?
It did work. In her case, the husband stood in line.
I mean, as long as it's one and one.
Mm-hmm,
yes. I think, but you're right. And this is... Mm-hmm. This is clearly an unusual circumstance. This was health related. She passed out. But we've seen many, many times where people will pay somebody to stay in line, to stand in line to buy shoes, concert tickets, what have you. Can you pay somebody to wait in line for you at the DMV?
I think
it's one, because I'm probably going to do it.
Someone's already explored the options.
Look, I can't stand for 5 hours. So I'll pay someone.
No.
But I think I wouldn't be mad as long as that person... You trade out.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, you don't slide up and go, oh, hey, I'm here too.
No.
You go, hey, they're holding the line for me, so don't get mad. It's one person. They're going to slide out of line when I get close. I'm going to slide in.
Yeah. So where do you envision yourself, Biggie, during this college high school student waiting in line for you?
Car, air conditioning, sitting.
Yeah, or home. Let them call you when there's 10 minutes to go. Yeah.
Hey, man, I think I'm 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll be there.
Got to judge it just right.
I think you almost have to still wait there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure people are bringing camp chairs and umbrella and just their whole Jewish setup.
Take your Jewish.
All of it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. One gentleman witnessed this event. As you can imagine, he was upset.
That passing out, it's too much. But as long as I got my license, I'm all right, man.
All right. It'll jar you.
She did. She's not dead. Okay. Looks like everybody wins.
It's jarring. I mean, you can tell he's been through hell. He's got PTSD over this. He waited in line 5.5 hours for his license, and it was his third time there.
You are kidding me.
No. It's apparently taking that long to get this thing.
Well, I did see one of the local news trying to clarify, and I do think there is some confusion still with it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it to drive.
Right.
They're saying there's a lot of people who are showing up panicked, thinking that, oh God, I need a new license. And they're like, no, no, no.
Your current license is valid until it isn't.
You just can't fly. Mm-hmm. You won't be able to fly anywhere without a real ID or a valid passport or a military ID.
Do I have any of those? I do not. So.
I love to drive.
Me too.
Frankly, where am I going?
Exactly. Nowhere, man.
Yeah,
nowhere.
Y'all wait your hours out. I'll wait till it's done and I'll get mine.
Get you, Josh. Get on out there. Biggie and I'll be fine. We'll ride together.
We'll start taking calls now from college students looking for summer jobs who want to wait for a Biggie. Biggie placeholders.
What'd you do this summer?
You know, we just turned away a couple of interns.
I know, really.
We shouldn't have.
What was your job? I stood in line for large people.
During the hot summer months.
That real ID thing. Oh, yeah. That's great living. Who says this economy's not, and they're going in the right direction?